On April 24, 1980, the U.S. attacked Iran. Operation Eagle Claw took off to free the 52 U.S. embassy staff using 6 aircrafts and 8 helicopters. President Jimmy Carter ordered the Delta Force troops to enter Iran using its blind spots on the radar. The Iranian forces failed to identify this entry into mainland Tabas in central Iran due to the unrest in the early stages of the Islamic Revolution. Only 5 of the 8 helicopters managed to reach their destination. 3 of them crashed due to technical failures. Then came the sandstorm. After that, a C-130 Hercules crashed into a helicopter and exploded. 8 soldiers were caught in the fire and 4 helicopters were crippled. The U.S. forces could not possibly reach Tehran in this state. Jimmy Carter was forced to cancel the operation. The U.S. Delta Force fled Tabas deserts on the remaining 5 aircrafts. Their new destination, the Persian Gulf, on board the USS Nimitz. The U.S. left behind 8 dead and 4 injured. This fiasco was a total humiliation for the United States. The next day, Ayatollah Khomeini, founder of the Islamic Republic, issued a statement calling the sandstorm and the wind God's agents.